So when you're ready, let's go.
Okay, well, hey guys, welcome back. This is Min Soo, the gold standard. Time for the gold standard. Are you ready? Yay! Okay. It's a sound effect. Hey, so here's Joey, my friend and producer with me.
Yeah, hello everyone. I hope you're ready.
Finally, it's April.
It is indeed. Yes.
Isn't it really nice? I love the spring. Well, I don't know about you, where I'm living in Seoul, Korea. We do have a four seasons. So my favorite season are spring and the fall. But spring is just amazing because everything is like blooming. Like the life, you know?
Yeah, so spring is in the air.
Just makes me so happy. And actually this weekend we do have a, what is it, the festival? The 벚꽃 축제, 벚꽃.
Oh, the cherry blossom. Cherry blossom festival,
yeah,
right.
It's so pretty, so don't miss it out if you are in Korea.
Where are the best places to go to watch
Like Yeouido one is pretty popular, but there are quite many places. Actually, there's one nearby my house, so I'm just gonna go there. Yeah, and one in Gangnam as well.
Okay, so people just walk around, they check out the cherry blossoms, take some lovely pictures,
yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't there one near the Blue House?
The Blue House?
Is that Yeouido?
There is like the whole street is all the cherry blossom, and I hope it's not gonna rain in this week, otherwise it's gonna be all gone.
So. Oh. Destroy the blossoms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be happy if it doesn't get hotter than now. But of course, we all know Korean summer is coming and it's gonna get hot.
Get excited over there. Yeah.
Get excited or get scared. That's one or the other. Okay, nice one. So, how's your week been other than that? Like, what have you been up to?
Been busy, just as usual. I always try to be better and always push my goals every day. But sometimes, you know, you don't get everything done, but that's okay. Even 1 inch I'll help you, like 1 inch move forward, I think that really means everything. So, well, I actually start a new project.
Oh, nice one. Of course you did. It's been a week. There must be something new.
Like, this has been my lifetime goal, and it took me a quite courage for me to actually doing it, because I've been always scared of this. And I mean, people call it as a phobia. I do have a phobia in this, and I really wanted to overcome it in some point in my life. I don't think that it was gonna be this way,
yeah.
But I decided to do this.
Okay.
Can you guess?
Did you buy a pet spider?
Well, perhaps I could do that. No, actually I have a phobia in water.
Water, wow.
Yeah,
that's
so I cannot swim. It's like, I'm not talking about like swimmer, like skills.
Yeah.
I'm talking about floating in the water. I can't float in the water. That has been super bothering me because I'm in the States and everybody knows, and seems like everyone in the state, they can swim. Like, they're like fish.
They're like fish.
I went to Hawaii and everybody's enjoying the water, and I'm the only one who really needed like vest. Like, hello, excuse me.
You have to wear a swimmer vest.
I know.
In swimming pools? And
not necessarily swimming pool, but in the ocean, because I get so scared when I cannot touch the bottom. And of course that makes me really like freaked out in the water, and you sink. And I really tried, but for some reason I can't float in the water. And I actually had some research, and people say that if this person has less body fat, and it's harder for them to float in the water.
Right, I think that's, I don't know if it's a theory or if it's a fact, but people with higher body fat find it easier to float.
But I don't know if really, because some of my friends, I mean, they still have less body fat, but they're like a swimmer. So I don't think that should be the reason why I can't swim. And I actually know why I do have this phobia though.
Right, because it's kind of strange, because a lot of, you're into a lot of sports, you're athletic.
And like, don't get me wrong, I love being in the water.
Yeah.
And I would love to do all different kinds of water activities, like surfing is one of my to-do list, and scuba dive, and so many things. But it all requires, like, you don't have to do it, but definitely nice, because you never know what's gonna happen. You know, being an accident, you might just be in the water.
Right, you want to be able to
help
yourself.
To survive, yeah.
Yeah, or if you want to be on the next series of Baywatch, you have to be able to swim, right? But so, yeah, a lot of people have phobias like height, like they're afraid of heights
or something like that.
But a lot, they don't know where it came from. But you just said that you do know where your water phobia came from. So would you mind sharing with me and the listeners
where it came from? I'm not the only one. Like, I mean, not necessarily about swimming or water, but everybody, I'm sure they have some sort of like trauma. Like when I was little, I of course took the swimming class with my lovely sister, and at the time I was super little, and I still had this like kind. I was scared in the water, and I guess it was just kind of natural for me. But at the time, the swimming coach, she was super mean, and because I was scared, I couldn't really get in the water, and she would just push my head.
She dunked her head.
And dunked my head in the water, like.
Oof.
And can you imagine? Like, I can't swim, and I'm getting in the water, and I freaked out, and she almost killed me. I was like, killer. So because of that, I got even more scared. Yeah, and then since then I couldn't go to the class.
Do you remember that quite vividly, quite clearly, like the teacher?
Yeah, I still do have the image.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the line, but she was like just pushing me in the water, right? Pushing me in the water or just dunking my head in the water. So what I remember, it was my turn, and I would just go all the way back again.
You'd go to the back of the queue.
Yeah, so it was
the
swimming class. Like,
yeah.
It's my turn. I just go back. So I just.
And that's why your cardio got so good, because you're always running to the back of the queue.
Yeah, so since then, like, I get so scared, but then it's not, like, stop me from enjoying it, you know, in the water. But I was not being able to really overcame this fear.
Right, so you couldn't just go for a swim in the ocean freely without
any
worries.
Yeah, so, I mean, everybody's... Like, they have to learn something if you are not good at. And I've been trying to take some classes here and there. All my friends try to tell me or teach me how to swim. And they say, oh, Minsu, it's super easy. You are an athlete. You can do it. But, you know, but I don't really think it's about just being, you know, fit and athlete. Because sometimes we do have, it's mental thing. So if you do have a fear in something, maybe not necessarily you are physically like fit, you can't really do that. So I wanted to really overcome this fear and face it, and I just wanted to do it now, because otherwise I'll be like 50 and I'm still not going to be able to swim.
Is there something coming up where you'll need to swim or you'll want to swim?
Oh, well, actually, there is another reason. The May is the family month in Korea.
Right, a lot of holidays,
yeah,
red
a lot
days.
Of holidays. So we do have like almost a full week, the holidays week, which is the first week of May.
So there's Buddha's birthday.
What?
Buddha. Buddha's birthday. What else? Children's Day.
Children's Day is May 5th.
May 5th. Parents' Day?
Parents' Day is not a holiday. So only two.
Labor Day, is that a holiday? May 1st?
What is it?
Maybe. It should be if it's not. Oh, and there's the election also.
Oh, election, that's why. So
yes.
There is a two holidays, but there's election day. So it makes kind of the full day, full week off. So I wanted to take the advantage of this holiday week,
yes.
But also, I mean, I need to get to the beach now because I have not seen the sun for so long.
Yeah.
I'm becoming super pale. I need to get some tan. But I thought it'd be nice to try. I've been in the States for a while, but then I never got to go to many East Asia or Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
So last year I went to Bangkok and Singapore, but this year I wanted to try to go other places like Malaysia or Bali or Vietnam. There are many places that I wanted to go to, but I decided to go to Bali, Indonesia.
Nice.
If you haven't, it's a very popular place for honeymoon in Korea.
Yeah.
And I've heard it's so beautiful and so much like to do like water sports and a lot of good food, like healthy food. So I am super excited.
Right, but what you just said, they're water sports, right? So you want to
yes.
be able to...
Oh. so why I take the why I decided to take the swim class, not only it's one of my lifetime goal, but also, like, if you are going to Bali and if you are going to do some water sports, I wanted to do like surfing, surf.
Yeah.
Then you really have to kind of, I mean, not have to, but you do definitely, it's really good for you to be able to at least float in the water.
Right.
I mean, I'm not talking about like swimming like swimmer, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Just being
stay
able
alive,
to
stay,
yeah, stay alive in the ocean, you know? Because I don't want to die in the water, like,
yeah.
It would be really crazy. So that's why I really like, is it 1 month going to change, you know? Because like, it's only a month. Maybe I should just go. But I thought even a month, you can really improve yourself if you put the mind into it, you know? Because that's how I started the fitness and working out, everything else. So I also wanted to challenge myself because it has been a lot of like big, a commitment for me, because I'm not really enjoying swimming because I get fear, and I only have like a month to prepare. Well, I'm not expecting to master how to swim a month, but my goal for this is more, let's feel more comfortable
right.
in the water.
So your action will get rid of your fear.
Right.
Hopefully.
So after this, I get more, feel comfortable and then enjoy, and that actually gonna make me more enjoying it in Bali,
right.
You know? Otherwise, like, I'm just watching people swimming. That's not fun.
Yeah, you'll be thinking, if only I take a swimming
yeah,
lesson.
Yeah, so I really wanted to do it. So I started taking this swimming class, and it was in the morning. It was not easy, for sure. And the first day, I was like, dang, why did I do this? I'm not going back, you know? That's literally what I thought.
After one lesson.
In the water, and I'm like, I can't swim. You know, I feel so uncomfortable in water. And I told my people, I mean friends, that, hey, I don't think I'm not, you know, swimming is not for me, because when I'm in the water, like, I can't really breathe properly. I mean, I can't really...
You get nervous?
Yeah, I get feel like so choked.
Yeah.
And people say, or my friends say, everybody does. Everybody feel that way, the pressure, or the water pressure. So that's like natural. You just have to, you know, just do it in the water. So maybe I just have to get used to, you know, feeling comfortable in the water. And I'm actually like, I mean, it's challenging, but I see the second day, I felt so much more comfortable, although I'm still sinking, like sinking no way, like everybody else, like floating, easy. They're beginners.
It's a beginner's class, so are there...
It's super beginners, right?
Are there...
And, yeah, other people.
Are there adults or...
Yeah, other adults.
Yeah.
They're fine. They just, like, they float in the water. Not me. It's like, dang, what's wrong with me? And I have no idea, but there's one thing my coach said, though. Like, means you need to relax. So I think, even though I don't think that I put a lot of, like, tensions, but I guess this trauma... And also this uncomfortable feeling in the water makes me really like tense in the water. So I really try, because we do use the kickball, right? I do try to relax, but it's been super challenge. Yeah.
So how often are you planning to go?
I'm taking 3 times a week class. I want to take like 5 times a week class, because a month is not super long time. I mean, it's like really quick. But unfortunately, these 5 days class were all full, so I only had 3 times a week class. But I think that even going to the swimming for 3 times a week, you're gonna make a lot of like change or improve.
Yeah,
so
progress.
Yeah, progress. So don't think that, maybe I think it's really better than going to the 5 days, because then in my mind that, well, I have a 5 days, so I'm just gonna pick some date that I can go to. But in this case now, I only have 3 times to go to, so I have no excuse or no other ways except going that time period.
Right.
And I think that's better than just taking a lot of classes and going whenever you can, because whenever means
no, you're right. When you have a plan made, it'll force you to go there, right?
Right. So every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, that's my
nice and early.
Yes.
But after the first lesson, you said, you told your friends, I don't want to go there. It's not for me. I'm not a water person kind of thing. But what, how did you, who convinced you or what convinced you to go back on the second day?
Oh, it was just me.
Yeah, you just said,
yeah,
I have to go.
Yeah, because the first day was like, oh man, this is not good, I don't want to go. And then because I felt uncomfortable in the water, but the next day I kind of forgot, right? It's like, it's tomorrow, should I go? And of course I think about Bali because I already got the tickets to Bali.
Yeah.
And it's my choice if I got the Bali tickets. If I don't, and I already pay for the class, if I don't go, not a problem, but then I'm not gonna be enjoying the time in Bali. So for me, it was super important that I enjoy the trip. So that really like, okay, let's go. Let me just first. I'm not here trying to be the Olympic athlete, you know, swimmer.
Park Tae-won.
Yes,
gold
I'm not
medalist.
Trying to be him or her to be fish, but my goal is, okay, my only goal here to this month is, let's just enjoy the water. Let's be feel comfortable. It's okay if I'm not can even like float in the water, but I wanna be enjoying it in the water. Just feel comfortable.
Right.
That's my goal. So when I think that way, it really like relieved my stress, you know? Because when you think about these big goals, like, oh, I have to pass this exam, I have to get to like, I have to lose 10 pounds in a month, that really stress you out. And I think that's what a lot of, many people make mistakes in, because then you may get the result, but you are not happy, you get stressed out, and I think that's no point. So rather maybe give your time and start just, okay, let's just have fun. I just wanna be used to this or make a habit, and that's the first step should be. And once you're enjoying it, that activity, then you think about the next step. Because if I feel comfortable in the water, then I can think about, oh, I wanna do this, I wanna try that, I can try this sport. So I think that's definitely...
Right, so by getting used to swimming, you'll give yourself a chance to go scuba diving, go surfing,
right, yeah,
windsurfing.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I think it was really, well, not smart, but good for me that I made this trip, and that trip can really force me to face my fear.
Right, right. And you, right, and it'll also mean you don't have regrets, right? When you go there, you'll, at least I tried to swim, and
yeah,
you won't regret when you get there and you're sitting on the beach. Going,
I can't even tell because this is my only second lessons I took, but I felt so much more comfortable, like compared to the first day.
Yeah.
Second day, I felt like, oh wow, I actually like, I'm not really freaked out. And I feel, well, third time it's gonna be even better. And at the end of the month, and I can tell, well, you know what, I can enjoy really, like, I can really feeling comfortable in the water. That's how I feel it. So
on your way to the swimming pool, are you feeling comfortable now, or will you be a bit nervous?
I'm
a
little bit
tomorrow?
Excited now.
Excited,
yeah. So I'm going tomorrow, and because I felt more comfortable like yesterday, and like, oh, maybe I can do this. Maybe this is gonna be the day. Finally, after 30 blah blah years, I'm gonna tell you age. Anyway, I can actually overcome this. Maybe I will reach my lifetime goal.
Yeah.
And I can tell more people how to overcome your fear.
Yeah,
that's kind of my hope, that I become this, I mean, overcame this, and then being able to swim, and then tell people how I've done it, and
yeah,
share the idea.
And if you meet your coach who dunked your head in the water,
yes,
you can tell
you yeah.
Yeah, she just cussed you all
yeah,
these years.
You know, because if you are like literally like educator, if you're a coach or teacher, and I think it's really important, like imagine how much like you really have a lot of, you know, power to impact people. So I've seen some people, if they've done doing things for years and decades, they kind of lose the passions. But think about it, if the people who come to you their first day, I mean, you are very important person, you know. So I think that it's very, you always have to have this passion, like what you're doing, and like help them, like, you know, do some your work, not as work, but more really with your passions, because
right,
for them, like even me, because of my first experience in swimming, it hold me back for 30 years, you know, that which is very sad.
Right.
So
they have a responsibility.
Yeah, so if you're a teacher, I respect those teacher or like educator who, you know, make huge impact. So be more proud of what you do and let's make change, you know. Let's have more people and they can actually appreciate you when they become...
When they succeed.
Succeed, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So just to get back to Bali, though, you're going to go there, you're going to get some water sports, you're going to go to the beach, all that kind of stuff. Is there anything else you're looking to do while you're there?
Oh, okay. So one of the reasons that I'm going to Bali is I will need to get some sun, but I love traveling, getting to know different cultures, the food and all different, meeting with new people. And being Asian, I think like it would be awful that I'd never been to like other Asia, right? So I wanted to go there. But since I'm in fitness professional, I'm interested in going there to explore fitness in Bali. So I've heard many good things, not only water sports, but a lot of good food, like healthy food in Bali, and like CrossFit gyms and jiu-jitsu, yoga, and any kinds. And I want to do surfing as well. So what I'm thinking about is I wanted to meet these small business owners or whoever into fitness and health related business. Then maybe you can collaborate things. I can go there and try, and I can feature what you do and just tell people how I think about this your product or food or your class, and also take videos and photos. It'd be nice.
Right.
And
so if there's any listeners in Bali who have their own small business like related to fitness or restaurant.
Oh yeah, please feel free to contact me.
How can they do so?
Yes, so I do have my website. If you go to my website, you can actually see all my information there. betteryoubyminsugo.com, and there you can find me the email address to contact me. And well, if for those who do not know about me, then you definitely want to see who I am. So I do a lot of like health and fitness related from Korea, but yeah, you can check it on my YouTube, on Instagram, and any other social media.
Right, and all those links are in the show notes, so
yes.
Don't be afraid to send a message. Don't be shy. If you're in Bali or if you know somebody in Bali who might like a bit of, what did you say there? Cooperation and,
Oh, and also do like modeling, so I take a lot of photos while I'm traveling. So if you are a photographer, let me know so we can do some work.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some great scenes in Bali. There'll be nice backdrops for the photos.
I'm open to any ideas, just hit me.
How long are you going to be there altogether?
It's going to be for a while, like about 10 days.
10 days,
yeah.
Loads of time.
Mm-hmm. So just roughly like the first week of May, it's going to be my timeline. So let me know.
Yeah, great
so,
stuff.
Yeah,
and hopefully you'll tell us all about it when you come back on one of the podcasts.
I am excited.
Fill us in on all your Bali-related stories. Okay, that's a few weeks away now. But last week we did the question and answer session. Do you remember? It was
interesting questions.
Yes, some great questions. But since then, a lot of listeners have started to send in more questions. So it's great. It's always better. The more questions we have to choose from, the better. But I was going to say, what's the best way for people to leave the questions? We've been getting some in at the Fox Rhino email address, but what's the best way to get them to you directly? Is it the same?
You can also just leave a comment under this our podcast anytime. Or like I said, you can check out my website. There is a bunch of information, also contact information. But I do personally check my social media, like Instagram and YouTube or Facebook. So I know a lot of you guys like Instagram direct message. It's a good way to communicate. So if you are on Instagram, Minsugo, and you can just leave a message or questions there, then, well, I mean, I get a lot of personal like message, but I can't really answer all these like, hey, Minsu, you know, but if you leave questions, anything
hey,
related.
Minsu, what
then,
are you doing Friday?
Yes, yeah, so we will feature you on our podcast. But I just want to tell you that I'm the one who literally running my social media, not like Josh or like Kaylee, you know, it's Minsu, so I'm there.
Good stuff.
Why me? Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, if you put in like a good question, interesting question, you have a great chance of being featured. It'll probably be episode 10. We maybe will do this every 5 episodes. We'll do a question and answer.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And yeah, the last one was really well received. There were some quite funny and interesting questions, and yeah, some people got some great advice from Minsu in the last one. So yeah, that's for later on in the podcast. But for today, yeah, talking about Bali, and if you're in Bali, if you have some information or anything you think Minsu should see in your country also, like I know
there
could be somewhere nice that she should visit somewhere.
Yes, for sure. And I love food, guys, so if you recommend any, but it has to be something super healthy but tasty. So if you know any cool places I should visit in Bali, and or even the fitness center or classes that I need to take, I'm open. So let me know. Hook me up.
Right. Or the names of local dishes, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Insider knowledge is what we want.
Yes.
Right?
Let's, yeah. People in Bali, leave a comment below.
Yes. Exactly. Okay. So before we wrap up, do you have a tip of the week for us this time?
Totally. This week, tip of the week. I already keep this tip. Yeah. I already mentioned this, but it is a face your fear. Fear is a liar. So don't think that don't let the fear hold you back. Everybody has this trauma and, you know, maybe phobia, but I know you can, whatever you put into your mind, you can change things. So, but you still need the effort. You need to try, you need to face that fear. Otherwise, fear is gonna just take over you. So let's just face it, this fear together. So leave a comment, what are your fear? And mine is water, like I said. So what's yours? And how you want to overcome this? What is your plan to do this? What's your first step? Leave a comment below and we wanna hear from you.
Lovely. So basically, if you confront your fears, they won't be your fears anymore. They'll just be a challenge or something. Yeah.
Definitely.
Great stuff. Okay, I'm going to say goodbye now. This was very interesting. Now I want to go to Bali. I might look into that for if they have a cooler season. Okay, so bye everyone, and thank you, Minsu.
Well, thank you again, guys. Thank you again, guys, being here together. Oh my goodness, I can say it today. Okay, again, let's try again. Okay, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I'm so excited always having you here and sharing these ideas that make the life better. And let's try to better you and every day. And stay active, be happy. I will see you next time. Bye!
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Gold Standard with Minsu Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.